Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're tackling FHA loans, specifically those down payment requirements that everyone wants to know about.
Yeah, FHA loans, they can be a great option for folks. You know, maybe they have moderate or low income. And we're going to break down everything you need to know about these down payments.
All right, so let's get right into it. I know that FHA loans are known for having low down payment requirements. So what is the actual minimum?
So if you have a credit score of 580 or higher, you can actually get a down payment as low as 3.5%.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
Okay, so let's say someone has a decent credit score and wants to buy a house for like $250,000. So are we saying that they could get away with putting down less than $9,000? I mean, that's incredible compared to like a conventional loan.
Exactly. And that's really what makes these loans so attractive to so many people. It makes home ownership much more accessible for those who maybe don't have a ton of cash saved up for a down payment. You know, a conventional loan, you're looking at 5%, 10%, sometimes even 20% down. And then you've got VA loans, which are zero down for eligible veterans. But FHA really hits that sweet spot for a lot of folks.
For sure. Okay, so speaking of savings, where does this down payment money have to come from? Does it have to be, like, strictly from my bank account?
Well, that's the good news. FHA loans are pretty flexible when it comes to where those funds come from. So obviously your personal savings, that's a great place to start. But you can also use gifts from family members, employers, close friends, and even down payment assistance programs.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you telling me that my aunt could just, like, gift me some money for a down payment?
Yeah.
That's amazing. But I'm sure there's some rules around that, right? Like, maybe it can't just be from anybody.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There are definitely some guidelines in place. The most important thing is that you document that the money is actually a gift and not a loan.
Okay.
Because you don't want to have to repay that money. You'll need to provide a gift letter and potentially, you know, some other types of documentation. And like you said, there are limits on who can contribute. Usually it has to be someone with a defined relationship to the borrower.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a family member or a close friend.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay. What about these down payment assistance programs? I mean, are they too good to be true?
I mean, they can be an incredible resource, especially if you are having trouble coming up with that down payment. But it's important to remember that these programs vary from state to state, even city to city. So you'll want to do your research and see what's available in your particular area. Some programs are grants. You know, you don't have to repay those, but others are loans that you would have to pay back eventually. Some programs might have income limits. Others require you to complete a home buyer education course. So there are some things to be aware of. But even with those requirements, these programs can seriously make a difference in your journey to becoming a homeowner.
So it sounds like it's not just free money. There's a little bit of work involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we've talked about the minimum down payment and some ways to come up with the funds. But what if someone, you know, they're financially savvy and they've saved up more than the minimum and they want to put down more? Like, what are the benefits to putting down more than the minimum?
Oh, that's a great question. And there are some compelling benefits to consider.
I'm all ears.
Well, first off, the most obvious benefit is that a larger down payment means a smaller loan amount. And what that translates to is lower monthly payments.
Ah, okay.
You know, which can free up some room in your budget for other things.
That's always a good thing. So lower monthly payments, anything else?
You'll also likely pay less for mortgage insurance. Oh. With an FHA loan, you typically have to pay mortgage insurance premiums, which is also known as MIP.
Okay.
And the amount you pay is partially determined by your down payment amount.
Got it. So bigger down payment equals lower MIP.
Precisely.
Okay, cool. Now, I'm really curious, what if someone's thinking big and they decide to put down 20%, you know, like you might with a conventional loan?
You can absolutely do that with an FHA loan, and it can significantly reduce those monthly payments, potentially lead to some savings on mortgage insurance. But it's important to note it doesn't automatically eliminate MIP with an FHA loan.
Wait a minute. So even if I put down 20%, I might still have to pay MIP?
Yeah, that's right.
That doesn't seem quite fair.
Well, remember, FHA loans, they're really designed to be accessible for people who, you know, maybe wouldn't qualify for a conventional loan.
Yeah.
So that MIP helps protect the lender, you know, just in case the borrower defaults, which allows them to offer these loans with more flexible terms.
That makes a lot of sense. So there's more strategy involved than just putting down the lowest number possible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about finding that balance between your financial situation and your long-term goals.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so if I put down 20%, it doesn't automatically get rid of MIP on an FHA loan. Is there any way to, like, eventually get rid of it?
Yeah. You know, that's a really good question. While you're right, 20% down won't automatically wipe out that MIP on an FHA loan. It could put you in a really good position to refinance into a conventional loan down the road. And then with a conventional loan, once you hit that 20% equity mark, you can typically say goodbye to MIP for good.
Oh, so it's kind of like a long-term strategy.
Exactly.
Cool. All right, well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some practical tips for anyone out there who's considering an FHA loan. Like, where do they even start?
I think the most important thing is to really assess your budget. You know, before you get caught up in the excitement of looking at houses, you really want to know what you can comfortably afford. Both for that down payment and those monthly mortgage payments, you really don't want to overextend yourself, you know? It can lead to a lot of stress down the road.
Oh, for sure. You don't want to be house poor, as they say.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement and fall in love with a place that's a little bit beyond your means.
Exactly.
So, yeah, being realistic about those numbers is super important.
Absolutely. And then once you've got a handle on your budget, the next thing is to start gathering all of your financial documents. So think about things like proof of income tax returns and bank statements, that sort of thing. Having all of that organized and ready to go will really help streamline that application process.
Okay, so it sounds like preparation is key, having
Yeah.
your ducks in a row. I mean, that's good advice for just about anything when it comes to finances.
Yeah, definitely. And lastly, and this is a big one, you really want to shop around and compare offers from different lenders.
Oh.
Because interest rates, fees, and loan terms can vary a lot from lender to lender. So taking the time to do your research can really pay off in the long run.
I said, so don't just settle for the first lender you come across.
Exactly right.
Got it. That's a good point. So you've given us a ton of great information so far, but before we wrap up, are there any other like really important things to keep in mind when it comes to FHA loans?
Yeah. You know, one thing that I always recommend is to get pre-approved for a mortgage before you even start seriously looking at houses.
Oh yeah, I've heard of pre-approval, but to be honest, I'm not really sure what that means. Is it basically just figuring out how much money you can borrow?
It's a little bit more than that. When you get pre-approved, a lender is actually reviewing your financial situation, including your credit history, your income, and giving you a conditional commitment for a certain loan amount.
Okay.
And that pre-approval letter, it really shows sellers that you are a serious buyer and that you have the financial backing to actually make a solid offer. And especially in a competitive market, that can give you a real edge.
Okay, well, so it really is worth it to go through that pre-approval process.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, well, let's recap what we've learned so far about FHA loans and specifically those down payment requirements. So we started off talking about that surprisingly low minimum down payment of just 3.5% for folks with good credit scores. And even if your credit score is a little bit lower, you can still qualify with a 10% down payment.
Right. And we also talked about all those different options for coming up with the money for your down payment. You know, it doesn't have to be just your own savings. We've got gifts from family members, help from employers, and those down payment assistance programs. Those are all on the table.
Yeah, there's a lot of flexibility with FHA loans.
Yeah, for sure. And then we talked about the benefits of putting down more than just the bare minimum. You know, putting down more can lower your monthly payments and could even reduce those mortgage insurance premiums. And even though putting down 20% doesn't automatically eliminate MIP on an FHA loan, it does give you a chance to maybe refinance into a conventional loan later on and get rid of that MIP.
Right. It's all about having a strategy. Exactly. And speaking of strategy, you also gave us some great tips for, you know, anyone who is thinking about getting an FHA loan. Make sure you know where your budget is, gather all those important financial documents, and shop around to get the best deal from lenders. That's all really good advice.
Absolutely. And, you know, it'll make the whole process so much easier and less stressful.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think the most important takeaway, for me at least, was that pre-approval step.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that just seems like a game changer. You know,
Yeah.
not only does it tell you how much you can borrow, but it also shows those sellers that you are serious about buying their house. Plus, I think it would just give you so much confidence when you're out there looking at houses.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Pre-approval is super important and it can really make all the difference.
Okay, so
Right.
for our listeners out there who are ready to take that step and get pre-approved, are there any specific lenders that you recommend?
You know, there are a lot of great lenders out there, but one that I always recommend is Amerin Multi Lenders. They've got a really user-friendly online platform, so the pre-approval process is super easy, and they've got a great reputation for customer service and really competitive rates.
Awesome. Okay, so American Multi Lenders, that's americanmultilenders.com, right?
That's the one. Definitely check them out if you're thinking about buying a home.
Well, this has been a really amazing deep dive into the world of FHA loans and all those down payment options. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too. It's been great talking with you about all this.
And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you feel more confident and ready to tackle those homeownership dreams. So go out there and make it happen.